Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Oh my God, I look like death.
She looks like death, everyone.
She looks like death, guys.
Because she had a party. Because
she's rude, okay? She's a motherfucker. That's what she is. And she looks at me with like 17 cystic acne spots.
Oh my God.
And her skin is still radiating.
I know. She's just the rudest person that there is when it comes to her making
fun
of her
appearance. Can I be Dominican? Jesus.
I know. I was thinking about your foundation shade today, actually, hilariously. I was like,
what?
I know. How weird is that?
And I wondered, what number is she in foundation?
This is why having Ashley as a friend is the most incredible gift and experience anyone could ever have. Because the nuance of thought that goes into your brain about people and like their idiosyncrasies is so comical.
Like, if anyone said, I was wondering about your foundation color earlier, I'd be like,
You guys, I don't know, because I found like this perfect foundation. It's Kevin Aucoin's foundation bomb, and I've only used it once, so like maybe I was just having a good day, I don't know, but it applied so well, and I'm like, it's like neutral. I've always been confused as to how to find what your undertone is, because everybody's always been like, oh, you have olive skin tone. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm also can be really fair. So then I've gone to two websites now. It was Kevin Aucoin's, and then it was also the skincare brand, whatever, it doesn't matter right now. And they said, first look at your veins.
Exactly what I just did. If you're on Patreon,
wait,
I literally
you
just
do? Mine are like blue.
Are there blue? Okay.
No, so it says you're either blue or you're green or you're a combo of them.
Oh, wait, I think I have green too.
And it was like, if you can't figure it out and you think like you're like a blue green, you know, like
what kind of jewelry do you
then you're normally neutral. So I was like, okay, yeah, I can't quite figure it out. And then it took me one step further. And it said, when it's the summertime, do you just tan? Do you burn once and then tan? Or do you just always burn? And I was like, well,
You just tan, yeah.
Not me.
You like keep it going. You like tan and then you go to the beach the next weekend.
That's because, that's because you're Dominican. You just tan. I burn and then I tan.
Oh, you're saying the order, like you burn first and then it becomes tan.
Like when it becomes summer.
Too, sometimes
you're probably a little bit, but you I've also really annoying? Never really seen you with a sunburn at all.
I was going to tell you guys, this is my one major complaint, obviously aside from traffic about LA, is growing up in Florida, you can lay out. It's because it's all UV ray index. In Florida, no one says, is it sunny out?
So quickly.
The text that you get, like in high school growing up in Boca, was like,
you're
guys, the UV
beach.
Ray index is 8. And like, everyone's like, oh my God, it's 8. What's the UV ray index? So the UV ray index here is like so annoying. It's always like 4 or 5, even though the sun's out. So I don't tan here. I only tan when the UV ray index is between 8 and like up.
Yeah,
and so to me, the LA sun doesn't work. I could lay out for 1 hour in Florida and have a tan that it would take me 5 hours to get here.
Yeah, I totally understand that. But I did get a couple good, decent bad burns in
we're
LA.
Still retraining our brains, because a burn for us when we were 16 was like,
it was
hell
amazing.
I got burned.
And now we're like, fuck, I'm wrinkly.
Not a burn on the face. I haven't gotten a burn on my face though in the longest time.
A burn on the face
so
is in a while. The chest, it's always the chest.
Yeah.
The back, I love when it's like the butt part, because it reminds me of like, remember when we would go to tanning beds and like get like a little sticker? Like, I love when I have like a, you know, that panty.
She
line
loves
tan,
what she has.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like,
it's so
like a
good.
Playboy
it's
bunny.
It's so like,
if you can't measure your tan, then you're not tan.
Yeah.
You know, so, like you can't just be naked.
I also love when you leave the beach and you're like, You're like, did I get tan? Did I get tan? And then you go home and you shower, and it's
the shower.
That's the
it's
moment.
All about the shower. Of,
that's the only time that ugly fluorescent lighting, if you have gross lighting in your bathroom like me, comes in handy. Where you come out of the shower and you're like, and you see like the light,
and then you take a nap, and then you wake up and it's gone. That's
like,
what happens.
No. But what is that? Why is it that like a real heat, like a real tan, not like a spray tan, develops in the shower?
I think you just get overly hot and then it's accentuated and then it goes away.
What is it about?
Maybe
like,
that's where you look at your naked body the most. Mm. So like you can really tell the difference.
I have a question. When you guys shower, do you look at your naked body or do you not look in the mirror and just like hop in the shower?
I always check it out before I get in the shower, but not after.
I never really look at my body before.
I don't think
like, I don't look in the mirror when I'm naked.
I'm certainly
really? I thought
not
you would look at yourself all the time.
But like the mirror's right there in front of my shower.
I just like check my belly, see like, okay, is it flat or, you know, it's not.
I do that in the morning. The morning, like, because I like to sleep with no clothes on. So when I get up in the morning and you're flattest, I love being like, okay, this is me. And then I never really look again.
My true form.
Nobody needs to look again after the morning, though. That you shouldn't look again after the morning.
That would be such a funny TikTok for someone probably made it. Like, someone wakes up and you're like, my true form.
And then they have one sip of water and go, boom. Back to normal.
Oh, people have totally done that. There's so many out there.
You literally look at a stock of celery and it's a boom.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I look in the mirror
this train
and I like
thought, guys.
I know.
Finished
I'll
your
finish.
Undertone.
I'll finish. But I will say,
oh yeah, foundation. You're thinking about my foundation.
Yeah. But when I look in the mirror now and my boobs are just gigantic and veiny, and I like hold them up. Like, is this like this is something that I think I do every shower and I don't even realize. I hold them up and I go, oh God, I fucking hate them. And then I let them go then I get in the shower. They're just huge.
Can you take your sweatshirt off and show us?
I guess.
Do you hate them because they're heavy?
They're heavy.
Yeah.
They're so heavy.
It's just crazy to see you, who's normally like an A, B, to actually be like a full D, you know?
I know.
Just amazing how
it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to think of like why the body is big though. It's like making stuff to like feed life. Like that's so sick.
Nutty.
That's so
when you really
we're
think
so
about
fucking
it.
Like witchy and powerful. Like it's insane.
I know. If you could like lean into that.
Like your boobs are full of milk. Like that's crazy.
Was it dad who sent us the sperm video?
Dad sent us a sperm video?
No, wait, like what? The beginning of life video.
I didn't watch it. Sorry.
Our parents send us TikToks that are 10 minutes long. So we don't
I hate when people send me anything that's longer than 15 seconds.
Yeah, you know? I know. So it's like, we're not going to watch this. And they're like, did you watch this? And I'm like, Dad, I didn't watch the 10-minute commencement suite speech on TikTok that you sent me.
Yeah.
Like, this is a whole topic we have to go into.
It's an adult.
Father,
this is like an elder
he'll
thing.
He'll send me full on Wikipedia pages. I go, Dad, I don't have the bandwidth for this.
My God.
And then I feel guilty that I'm not like reading the thing that he thinks is interesting for me to read.
It's sad.
But it feels like homework.
Yeah, it does.
He's like, check out this song by Linda Ronstadt from this. I'm like, Dad,
our dad does that
love
too.
Linda.
I'm obsessed with Linda Ronstadt.
Funny,
I'm obsessed with her. You
dad
know she's Latina?
Like, check out this song.
Oh, is she?
Isn't that insane? Linda
Ronstadt. She doesn't sound like it.
Selena Gomez is playing her in a biopic.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. Where was I going with the conversation about
sperm? I don't know. We still finished
what the body does.
Oh, if you want to see what the body does, there was this TikTok that was like, you know how the beginning of Look Who's Talking, which you saw with us, has like the sperm meeting the egg thing.
Yeah.
This is like this modern day version. I don't know how they
and
got
it. And is
it
real? Oh, it's like really
I
inside
think
the bottom?
It's real?
It may not be.
I don't
maybe
know
a
how
total
it can
cartoon.
Be. How can it be? It can't
it's
be.
It's AI for sure.
Yeah, probably. But it shows every step of it, like with the egg like moving and then like implanting and then like all the like the cells multiplying.
That would
and
be fun
you're
to
just
watch.
Like you're just like how the you have to believe in God. Like
no, I know when people don't believe it, I'm like you're a moron.
Yeah,
like that's
it's
so,
like
you're a moron. Like, you're not a
our bodies just somehow are like, oh yeah, like, hello.
Then milk will come out of the nipples and that will make it so the king can live for X amount of years until it can do it. Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to the foundation.
Yeah, so foundation.
So I found that I am a neutral undertone, suppose, and it makes me, like, now I'm like, oh, okay, great, I understand. And I got this foundation and it is so effing bomb, again, with my one application. And I was just thinking, like, I wonder how much significantly darker NAZ is to my foundation shade.
Probably not that much.
I don't know.
There's a lot to unpack here. I need everyone to know that they're so serious.
I know.
I also took a weed gummy last night. I feel like it's, like, still in my system.
Support from today's show comes from Jenny Kane Home. This is when we talk about how California aesthetic is so nice and beautiful. Nobody talks about, like, Rhode Island aesthetic and, like, you know, mom aesthetic, because my family room is not so much. And it's making me daydream. Jenny Kane's furniture is making me daydream about finishing the basement and then putting all the toys down there and then getting some of their stuff, having clean, effortless, refined, classic, timeless look that Jenny Kane brings with the coziest pillows and throws and their candles. And, like, they have, like, real furniture too. Everything is just truly awe-inspiring.
Yeah, just to go off what Ashley was saying about their home furniture collection, a friend of mine has one of their sectionals, and it was so beautiful that I had to go on their website and I realized they have sofas and iconic beds. And so, I don't know, we should enter an era where we, like, just really reinvent beds and, like, we should just go all out with beds. Check out their beds. They also have the most incredible scented glass candles. I keep one in every room and, like, it just smells so good. I love picking a different scent for every room. And they also have this specific dinnerware collection that's very durable. It's, like, beautiful for everyday use, but also beautiful for, like, when you have guests over.
So find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com, and our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use the code 15 get it at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JennyKane.com, promo code 15 get it.
Kevin Aucoin needs to be immortalized more and talked about more. He hit that entire brand. What he did to makeup is so insane. My number one favorite makeup product in the world, if it ever got discontinued, I would jump off a cliff, is Kevin Aucoin's Skin Enhancer number 9 concealer. It's so thick. I said number 9 because that's the color that I wear. Beyonce's makeup artist puts water in it and uses it as foundation. It's the perfect creamy full coverage product in the world. And I had dark circles and I'll never forget. I wish I could meet this man, but, like, I walked into Sephora at the Grove years ago, like, crying because I was on camera. It was Clever days, Ashley. And I hated my dark circles. And, like, you know, when you just start picking at everything, you start seeing yourself on camera all the time. And I literally was in there crying. And I go, I've tried every concealer, like Tarte, everything. I was like, nothing. Like, I always see a little purple under. So I walked in and this gay man that worked at Sephora changed my life forever. He goes, I got you. And he walks me over to the Kevin Aucoin and he goes, try this concealer. And I literally, we should have Brian on, who's me and he's done Ashley's makeup. He does my makeup all the time. If it ever got discontinued, I would die. But so he uses number 9. Brian uses it under my eyes, but he also puts it a lot around my whole face. And then I ask him to use a little shade darker for my foundation because I like looking tan.
Mm-hmm. Does he put on with a brush?
We have an entire process.
It comes with a brush, this foundation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but you're talking about the skin balm, the skin enhancer concealer. Yeah. It takes us 7 minutes where I can't look down at my phone for him to bake it under my eye and no other makeup artist. My New York makeup artist is also really good at doing it, but Brian's, like, mastered it because it's, like, to bake it, Ashley, it's a whole thing, but it doesn't move and it's insane.
That's wow. what I it looks noticed. Like. It just wasn't creasy sold. At all, and like it sat on top of the skin, not the skin, as Lauren loves
this,
it when people
into
say
into the skin,
into yeah. the skin, instead of like at all absorbing into it. So it looked like I had so much primer on. I guess I did have primer on. But...
What color do you use on the skin balm? And can I see it? What does the foundation look like? Because now you're making me think. I think we use NARS foundation with Kevin Aucoin's concealer, but I should use all Kevin Aucoin stuff if I love.
Mine
like,
was
if you love this foundation,
three.
Maybe I should try yeah. it.
Light FB number 3.
Can I see yeah. what
number
it looks
3?
Like?
And she's number 9.
I think I have it downstairs, so oh, okay. I can't show you. But
oh, I didn't know
say,
Kwan was spelled like that.
I will yeah, say this. Yeah. I think that it's, I don't know why it's such an underrated line because he's so famous mm-hmm. and I mean no longer
isn't
with
he
us,
just like model but, runway.
So
like...
I should buy his coffee table book for myself as a birthday
present. I have
president.
That he, old school one. Mom
do you have it?
Sure.
His
yeah.
old school one.
Yeah,
he did like all of Cher's iconic look, like so many. If you look it up, Lauren, later, like when you're bored in bed, like
yeah, I think he discovered the frosted lip from like the early 2000s yeah. or something. Yeah,
he was really ahead of the time.
Well, yeah, I just don't understand. That should be they should be everywhere, but I also think they try to make it a little more exclusive and elite.
I kind of love that they're not like influencer and out there, and they're totally. Like just leaning into their like it's like Mac, you know?
Yeah, yeah. it's yeah. like
even
in
though
an
Mac
actual
has kind of lost its luster,
it's
but
kit.
Kevin yeah. will never go out of style.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
interesting stuff, guys.
How did we get there though?
Birthday.
A lot
because her skin looks
there.
Great. Yes.
Because
okay.
Ashley was
a lot
looking,
to unpack.
Thinking about yeah. my foundation color.
Yeah.
I love it.
I wasn't going to buy you foundation though. And Lauren and I were going to start this podcast out by saying like,
we were brainstorming the perfect gift for you, but we needed some more intel that we needed to find before you acquired your gift.
Well, it's mostly like this. Cause I really don't know with you sometimes. Would you want an experience gift or would you want like a creative textile?
Like, you know, I love both just as much.
Really?
Is the experience with you guys?
No.
Oh, okay. If it's with you guys, I would pick that over a million things.
That's so kind. Nice.
Because I just love being around you guys. But no, I love, you know, I think I would prefer experience actually. But I also like I have all your guys. I have so much of you guys in my apartment. Like every mm-hmm. time someone comes over, I have the Larry David coasters.
Oh yeah.
They well, got
shit,
me years
now
ago.
You should probably get one of these and live up
like,
to it.
The
though.
Disco balls you guys bought me are yeah. in my room on the ground, you know?
So they were good. Okay. All right.
Like everything you've ever gotten me is like, I like have you guys in my apartment.
You mean my McDonald's glasses? I got you.
Yeah. Your McDonald's glasses are actually near my window. I'll send you
so
a picture
good.
After this podcast of all the gifts you've gotten me displayed in my house.
Aww,
they're literally near
cute.
My kitchen window. They look so cool. I don't even have them like in a cupboard. They're like out.
That's cool. Amazing. Actually, I was just thinking you could like pot like plants in the McDonald's
that
thing.
Would be
and,
cool.
like, make,
that would be
like,
sick.
Little,
and near the window, that'd
like
be
rosemary
really cool.
and thyme.
I have McDonald's. I could wear McDonald's merch for an entire month.
Which is how much
my
you
friend
have?
Misha for my birthday tie-dyed this. Cream.
Oh my god!
Oh wow! I was gonna say it looks
cool.
like a tortilla.
It also looks like you. It also looks like you're kind of murdered in it.
I know. Which you, I was thinking. My friend Natalie is here visiting today. She like flew in for my party, and she was like, "They should make sweatpants like this, so as you could wear on your period."
Oh, very.
So
smart.
Then you would never. And I was like, "That's genius.
That's very smart." Can
like
I say
red
this?
Tie-dye sweatpants on your period?
McDonald's sent me a sweatshirt about a month ago, and I keep looking at it in my closet and being like, "You can only wear that on
when
a day
skinny.
That you're super clean and uh-oh. Looking great." Like, I feel like I don't want to wear it as like sweatpants wear. Like, I want
to
wear
it
as
needs
cute
to
wear.
Be like ironic. It can't
yeah,
just be like
exactly.
It's like yeah. whenever I see shirts with donuts on it, I'm inclined to or enticed to buy it, but I'm like, I have to look skinny and cool in order to wear a donut shirt.
So wild. Or so you can wear it whenever. But McDonald's is so dope. It's like really, it's such a fashion statement to wear the McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a fashion
so
statement.
Iconic.
And if I look like this with all the baby hairs up and no makeup on, like no Kevin Aucoin on my face, no. then like I can't pull off the cool McDonald's swag.
And this is why I love McDonald's. And I feel so honored that all their collabs have been so, like, cause they're, you guys already know how I feel. I don't need to go on a yeah. tangent, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They're so, how was your queen birthday party? It was
it looked was, it like was insane.
It was insane.
It was fucking crazy.
So did you?
It was
like,
my entire vision come to life.
I did not realize that you put this much planning into this.
The only thing that was missing was you two. Literally, only thing in my life. You guys would have
so
fucking lived for it. So basically, I'm going to spill all the context. Mm-hmm. You guys know I had a major deal with JCPenney last year. And that ended in December, just like when my contract ended. And it was the most money I'd ever made from like a sort of brandship deal.
Yeah.
And I told myself that I would save my last paycheck from them and
It brandship. I've never heard that before.
I'm not alive.
It kind of works.
Oh, I like
though.
It.
A brandship.
A brandship. Okay.
So, okay. So I told myself I'm going to use. You guys know I love hosting. I love parties. And I've come in the last year of my life just like making so many new epic friends that like love going all out and like all just everything has like come together so beautifully. And I was like, I'm going to spend my last paycheck and throw like a sick party.
If you guys need to save money to have a birthday party that Naz did, you should probably download Rocket Money, which is a finance app that it's a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Cause we need to save for what is it, Naz? Retirement.
See, this is Lauren's roast of you.
No, this is an amazing roast to me because I admittedly am so that human that's like, you only live once. Let's just blow it all. And like, you literally can't live like that. And I feel very blessed. And like, I was actually very fiscally responsible. I put money away. And honestly, thanks to Rocket Money, this personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, I was able to save up enough money to give back to all my friends. What's really cool is that they'll also negotiate lowering your bills for you for up to 20%, which is like, I don't know any app that offers a service like that.
I don't know, but it's so special.
And they also have over 5 million users that have saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions. And they save members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Mm-hmm. So stop wasting money on things you guys don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. Rocketmoney.com/get it. Because I used to produce Bachelor, I know of all these cool locations in LA. And there's this castle on the west side that I think was used in like earlier Bachelor seasons, called the Lobo Castle. And I watched The Love Witch. Remember I talked to you guys about The Love Witch? Mm-hmm. Did you guys see it yet?
I didn't watch it. It's on my list though.
Lauren, you would love it. Ashley, I think you would like parts of it. It's very campy.
It's okay.
But it's just like,
if you're saying that I may not be all in, then like I'm not gonna be all in.
Yeah, actually think you would love it aesthetically.
It's funny because your party was Love Witch meets Saltburn, which is Ashley's two things that would not go well. Yeah.
But Ashley would have loved it because it's also princesses like and kings and Marie. Like, so it's, So yeah. So anyways, obviously you guys know I love Saltburn. So Saltburn's been like in my head and they sent me like this big script book, coffee table book, Saltburn, of the script in it and like all the sets and stuff. And I saw this like table with like candles. And then I watched The Love Witch and The Love Witch, in the movie, there's like this medieval dinner scene and it's like everyone's dressed up as a tarot card character. And like, you guys know I've always been into that stuff, but it feels so trendy now. Like even Bella Hadid's like start like selling tarot decks. And I don't know, all this is in my head and I'm like, God, that would be so cool. So I called Lobo Castle and I was like, I want to throw like a dinner kind of like in the movie and like tell people to like dress up as like kings and queens and princesses. And then they were like, sorry, that date's not available. And we also can only host like 20 people. Like they could only do like 15 or something people.
For the dinner?
Like, all right. I was like, that day is like, I was just going to do a dinner, Lauren.
Okay.
And then they were like, but there's another castle in Hollywood called the Hollywood Castle. And I was like, okay, I'll like call them. And it's right near my house under the Hollywood sign. This man built
that.
A castle to live in and his sons live in it. And it's epic.
Really?
Like, and Katy Perry shot like music videos there. Like I had no idea this existed. It was so cool.
I know. I was looking. I'm like, where the fuck is this castle located in LA?
It's crazy. So I go up there and I'm like, oh my God, like I can't just have a dinner. Like I need to throw a banger here. Like, because he goes, you can play music. So remember when I did a big party 2 years ago? It was like Sound Bath to Sunset Disco. I like got this big house in Malibu, but it was horrible. The cops came 3 times because it was in Malibu, and they were like telling us to put the music down.
I can't believe that was 2 years ago. I want to die. I cannot believe how fast time has gone.
What?
I know. It's insane.
Okay.
So they kept telling me to turn the music off or whatever. And then when I go to this castle, the guy's like, yeah, like you can blast music. And I was like, oh my, and you can go all night. And I was like, this is a dream. You can't find that in LA in the hills. Everything has like rules and whatever. And so I was like, I have to throw a party. And then all of a sudden, like everything just came together so amazing. The woman from Lobo Castle messaged me and she's like, did you go with Hollywood Castle? And I was like, I did. And she goes, okay, well, I'm a caterer. And I also decorate, and I would like love, and she just, I didn't even pay her to event plan. Like this godmother came into my life and she had swords and all this stuff.
Oh my
gosh. She had all these ideas and she's like, we can rent a, she's like, if you want to rent a long table. And I go, yeah, I do. So she put me in touch with those people and a shuttle person and people that brought in lights to like light up the trees red. And it was like all like within my budget. It was like insane.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And she made like a chicken dinner. We put bread on the table and I was like, and I went through the Saltburn book and like Love Witch and all, and I rented, like I picked out a tarot card for everyone. I rented different color linens and it was like all different colors. And it was just so, and obviously I was like, you know, I'll give you guys pictures, social media, like got some stuff for
exchange.
She like
gave you that stuff for free though?
No, like she, she didn't give me stuff for free.
Her
I rented the whole table
for,
and
like,
chairs,
her,
but
like,
her planning
to, like,
and
kind of
she,
like, sourcing stuff.
Yeah. And then she catered it and she made chocolate chip cookies. She made my cake. She had coffee. She made a major charcuterie for inside open bar. Like it was all sort of included in her price, which was amazing. And then everything came together where my friend Christian was like, Christian, remember who we had on the podcast?
Yeah.
Dr. G. He was like, oh my God, my friend Nate, he's like this 20-year-old that is like, isn't even a DJ, but he's like, he's insane. Lives in New Jersey. And I told him about your castle party and he's going to fly here to DJ your party. I was like, what? And I was like, okay, great. And so everything just came together where people were like, I want to do it. I want to do it. And so I sent out invites. I'm like, everyone has to dress up as like a major arcana tarot card character. And then it just ended up, it was a scene from like Saltburn.
It's
like
crazy.
Not one thing went wrong. Yeah. And then, so this is what I said. So the dinner, I made a roast and toast. So you had,
we were talking about this in the podcast and how you weren't sure how it was going to go.
Yeah. So everyone went all out where people, I'll show you guys, people read like poems and haikus that were like so funny. They, one of my friends hired like flute people to come in costume.
I love that.
And they had sheet music.
That's amazing. That's really
and then all the guys at the dinner play this song and lifted me up in the chair and then like knighted me with swords.
Wait, I want to know, what did people like roast you the most for? Yeah.
I can't share it on the podcast.
Wait,
but
what?
Do you guys remember? Okay, my friend Houston, do you guys remember the musician that I hooked up with that I talked about on the podcast years ago?
Yeah.
That
years ago.
Did I share this? That he like came on my stomach and don't, Lord,
you can cut it out.
Do that.
Cut it out. Oh, him.
Anyways, so like it was like stuff like that, like that I wasn't expecting. You know, like it was like, do you want me to read you the haiku? It's so fucking funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, cause that one's short.
Okay.
But
you're not going to read us a 10-minute TikTok.
No, fuck that. I'll tell you about all the other ones, but this one was just funny.
Okay.
He goes, Naz, he's like so serious. It's hard to flirt with someone who gets flirted on by Ryan Gosling. Oh shit. Naz is here. Now my party themed outfit is in second place.
Oh, that's great.
I've never met a theme that Naz didn't already have some sunglasses for. Blank blank came on her chest singing his own song. That checks out.
I can't believe
so good.
That.
A fashionista and a voice for the heartbroken. She is fucking cool. Happy birthday, Naz. Please devour this night like a McFlurry and fries. Like,
that's so perfect. Good. That's perfect. That's not real roast.
So it was like a bunch of stuff like that where I was like, oh my God, this is. And then my friend Matthew Hoffman. Do you know Matthew Hoffman, Ashley?
No. Maybe I would know.
You do.
Maybe I would have met him before, but
I'm going to send you guys this photo of him in his outfit. It's like in
insane. When did I send it? It's so good. Anyways, but yeah, that was, it was amazing. I wish you guys were there.
We wish we were there too. Wait, I'm so sorry that I'm pregnant.
No, don't ever be sorry for being
actually,
pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not sorry for being pregnant. Yeah, like, that came out weird.
Don't ever
I'm
be sorry for that.
That I was exactly. unable to take a flight.
Now, your party that you had in Malibu, that was two years ago, wasn't there like a guy issue? Like you thought someone was going to show up or they didn't show up?
Yeah, you know what's so insane?
Yeah.
And is how far I've come is that that guy is now one of my best friends and like was that the
okay team? So that was that guy.
Oh no way.
I couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah,
that is wild.
I know. And guess who else was at my dinner? I guess I could say it now. My friends Salim and Adam, which are the two guys that I recently dated and now I'm totally friends with them. Everything's good. Adam went up and roasted me. You guys would love this. And his roast was about how I'm unroastable because I embrace all the shit that people would make fun of me for. He's like, you could be like, Naz eats poison like McFlurries, but she'll be like, fuck yeah, I love McFlurries. Yeah. And then he goes, she's like Grimace. Like his whole roast was about how I'm Grimace, but he goes, she's actually Elmo and like brought it back to Incredibelmo.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know.
Incredibelmo.
I know.
It was he remembers my gosh. Everything. Okay.
I know. Look at this. Look at this outfit. And then that's the last thing. But yeah, I would kill. I really wanted you guys there because I would kill. You guys would probably have the best roast for me ever.
Yeah, now I'm kind of inspired. I'm kind of like, oh, shit. Lauren and I have to write poetry.
I could have done something really good. And
like,
I feel like
you guys, like, I just imagining you two up there roasting me would probably be the most epic roast.
We'll save it for your wedding day.
Okay, perfect.
It won't be a real roast. It'll be just what you experience. It doesn't sound like a real roast, which is basically like a wedding speech.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Did you get like a text from the guy you were seeing, the younger man?
So funny you say that because I had uninvited him. Yes, and my only... Yeah. There was definitely a part of the night, obviously, because it was my birthday where, you know, people are like making out and stuff. And I was like, I kind of wish he was here. Mm-hmm. But at the mm-hmm. same time, I'm also glad that it was just me and my friend. Because, you know, when you're if you invite a guy, this sounds so sad, but you're kind of like, where are they in the party?
Totally. You have to like take care of them.
Yeah, you're kind of like, where are they? Or I would have let him bring a friend, but I think it was for the best that I had like a night on my own. I sent you guys that photo. Look at Matthew's outfit.
It's so cute. Wait,
Ashley, isn't that crazy?
Oh yes, yes.
Zoom
he had
in.
His face on it. Did he make that himself?
Yes, he ordered it, and he goes, "The sleeves were extra."
So no way.
The sleeves are extra. That's like the kind of like the wet fabric look, right? Kind of
yes.
your dress.
Oh, so the dress. Oh my God. This is a whole story. So DePetsa, that dress was on the runway 2 weeks ago. DePetsa, I messaged them and they made it for me in a week.
Oh my
and it's
God.
Not out yet.
Your necklaces are insane.
So it comes out. I'm not sure when they're letting it out, but I think it comes out like in the fall.
It's so cool.
Isn't it such a sick gown?
Yeah.
I was like so honored that they so it was like
it was
custom.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Wow. I'm trying to look at your shoesies.
Oh, I wore Amazon jellies that were $10.
They
looked really cool and I wanted to dance and I love jellies.
I like the way that there's a discrepancy there between the dress
so
and the Amazon sandals.
It's like a dichotomy.
Yeah. Dichotomy. Thank you for that.
Well, there is a discrepancy. There is a difference.
No, there's no issue between the two of them.
There's a difference to the two of them.
Is that what discrepancy means?
Discrepancy? Is that what it means?
Andrea?
I think a discrepancy is like a difference, but I do think it has a more... like a negative connotation.
Yeah, discrepancy is like a...
it's like when two things aren't in accord.
Like I feel like a disagreement between two parties, right?
All I can think of is my ninth grade biology teacher saying, if you do see any discrepancies on your exam, do feel free to come up and discuss them with me. She'd say discrepancy like far too many times in a normal conversation.
That's so funny.
Okay, other questions that I have. You didn't make out with anyone?
No.
Okay.
I know that's my that's like my one thing where I was like, God, that would have been so great. But I honestly feel like, and then at the end, and then at midnight on my birthday, did you guys see the Circle of Life video?
Yes. Yes.
Ashley, you would have died. Everyone like lifted me and they put a sword on my chest. It literally looked like it was like a satanic seance or something. And to Circle of Life.
It was like so good.
That was at midnight?
It was turning into your birthday.
Sick. I love that.
Yeah.
What time did this party end?
It ended at like 2.
Okay.
It was amazing. I was in bed by 4.
You're in bed by 4.
In bed by 4, as if it was
so
like
good.
I asked that question. Parties go to like 4 or 5. Like I was in bed, showered, makeup off. Like that's amazing.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I asked that question because this morning I awoke to a dinner reservation invite for some girl that I met the other day at like a fucking retirement party. So it wasn't a fucking party. Like this, but she said, hey, does this look good for you? The dinner invite starts at 10:30 p.m.
What?
She goes, I made it for 10:30 because it just like the restaurant doesn't get like cool or interesting until 10:30.
Is she 19 years old living in New York City in 2010?
35 years old.
In 2010.
Guys, we just took a quick break and Naz sent us a picture of, I don't know what you would call this.
A demonic drawing.
Somebody
that was
sent to her
anonymously in the mail with no return address. If you would like to download Patreon for this very moment, I would refer you to do so.
This is the time to download
the picture. Will be up there.
It's
a hand drawing in pen.
It's
of
like
a levitating
Grudge?
Girl with three demonic nuns levitating her.
Lauren, what movie is that where like the kid, is it The Ring where the kid scratches out the faces with pen?
Yeah
Are you sure?
Wait, scratching out the faces?
No, in the picture. It's like the kid scratches out faces. Are you
was
sure
there's a couple, honestly there's a couple
is that
movies.
Six, it's not Sixth Sense, right?
No
because I remember her drawing like making rings on paper without her even realizing it. Anyways, it's very much like that. It's a really disturbing thing.
Do you guys think it's like someone is actually trying to curse me? Lauren, you would know. Like, is someone actually trying to curse me, or do you think it's like more funny?
I think this is supposed to be sort of funny, but also the fact that there's no return address.
Well, obviously that's like the funny part.
Is that the funny part? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because if
did you receive this today?
I opened it yesterday.
Were you freaked out?
I laughed so hard. But I prank people all the time. I can't say what I've done because I have a prank that's still ongoing. So I can't like reveal it publicly with my group of friends. Like I can't, but I'm like, I've done some funny shit. So I'm like,
if you find out who did this, I want to talk to them because I need to get into their brain.
Also, what goes around comes around because there was a major white elephant party. I'll reveal this one. There's a major white elephant party during Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was like 100 people exchanging gifts. And I threw in an extra one. And it was a frame of a scary photo like this.
But
a random person picked it out.
Not a friend.
Not a friend, because it was like 100 people. So someone I didn't know, and he was walking around with it. And I was fucking
crying.
I was losing it. I was like, this is so funny. Like, imagine opening a white elephant.
What did he do when he opened it?
This guy just walked. I wasn't there when he opened it because it was 100 people. I didn't know who got it. But later in the party, I saw him walking around. Okay, so honestly, karma's a bitch. It like could now be someone just mailed me person. One.
No, they that wouldn't know.
Didn't know they wouldn't who know I was, and they, I never revealed it until this moment. Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm very interested to know if I don't know. I'm not going to put it out in the universe, but if weird shit starts happening, you know, it's from that
from the Focky thing.
Yeah.
Well, wow. There was also a lunar eclipse last night. I'm in mm-hmm. Aries, and like I don't know. It's going to be. There's been very intense energy leading up to my birthday, and I kind of feel like. Shit's gonna get crazy and I'm gonna have to I've been very emotional, so I didn't tell you guys this and it was really I cried for 3 hours straight. I've never cried like that long before, but when I was planning this party, when I did my party 2 years ago, my parents came out for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you guys know my parents don't really have money to like fly out here all the time and stuff, and they also don't like to. And when I was planning my party, I was describing it to my parents and I obviously invited them, and they were like, we can't, you know, make it out. We have your grandpa's party the following week and we already got a hotel for that. And like, it's just like a lot of money yeah. at the same time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually was really relieved because I didn't want my parents there.
Yes.
Cause people were like, you know, doing drugs and drinking and like the roast and toast. Like you guys read the haiku. Like if my dad was there, like you just can't.
Yeah,
it's not.
That.
It wasn't a party for parents yeah, to no. be there at.
Yeah,
because it's just a courtesy different invite. Energy. Yeah,
yeah.
So as I was planning the party over the last like month or so, I would like talk to my dad, and my dad was like, "Man, I'm like really sad. I'm not going to be out there." And for context, for my party 2 years ago, my dad, I didn't have like this fairy godmother woman that like brought in everything. You know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. my party 2 years ago, my dad and me and my mom went to like Costco and we bought sodas and like. It was a whole thing they like helped me with, you mm-hmm. know? So my dad was like, God, I really wish I was going to be there. I was like, well, if anything, like if you were here, like, you know, you could be at the dinner, I guess. But I was like, Dad, I really wouldn't want to be at the party. But in my head, I really didn't even want him at the dinner. Mm-hmm. I was just saying that on a phone call. Mm-hmm. I have like people pleasery tendencies that I'm working through. Like I think I always want to make sure everyone's having fun instead of like just focusing like not caring what anyone thinks and just focusing on me. And when you throw a big thing like this, like I get anxiety of like, oh my God, what if something's whack, you know, or like something goes wrong or all this stuff. Like you guys get it. And especially growing up with my brother and Chris, like I think I always am like, so I think the three of us are like this. We're like hypersensitive to how other people are feeling in something mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. our energy, or if we're hosting someone, you know, we're like, is that person having a good time?
Yeah, I can't even make it so like I'm having a good time because I'm so worried about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I've been working with that with my coach because I'm like, I need to not let that like hold me back from doing stuff.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So I had this amazing call with my coach and I finally, Thursday morning, and I finally got excited for my party instead of having anxiety about it. Mm-hmm. And then my dad calls me and he goes, oh, no. I'm in LA. And he surprised me for my party. And I screamed and like screamed at him and like hung up on him. Like this is not my best self, obviously. I was crying, feeling so many things because I'm like, he came holy alone. Fuck. He came alone to help me because he thought I needed help and he didn't want me. Like you guys know I have the best dad in the world.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not here to like, but I also had friends flying in. I had a whole, you guys know my schedule too. I was like, Dad, I don't even have time to see you today. Like it was like a complete derail of my life on like a very stressful weekend that I like had finally been like, all right, it's going to be good. And the universe was like, no, you want to turn 34? We're going to make you fucking work through all your shadow work right now. Like you want to not be a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see if you can hold on to your boundaries, you know? So I had meetings that day, canceled the rest of my day. Me and my dad cried a lot together. He was supposed to leave Sunday. We had like major fights. Like I was not my best self. like, I was like so mad at him, but also I felt so guilty because I'm like, I'm such a dick. Like, my dad's alive and he flew here to be with me and to help. But at the same time, he also like, I felt violated because I had like really said, I don't want parents at my party. So it was like this weird feeling. We ended up working out through it. My dad ended up flying home Saturday morning because I was like, if you're here the day of my party, I'm not gonna be able to enjoy my party because it's like, I can't not have you there.
Like, you're just sitting at home.
Like that's so crazy. Like, if you're sitting here, I will feel so guilty the whole day. But that's also on me to not feel guilty because he's like, well, I just want to help. I'm like, I don't even need help. Like, everything's like, I'm not even bringing anything. And so, yeah, it was amazing. He surprised me. We had 2 days together. I cried a lot. We worked through a lot. And like, I really had to like, it was hard for me to stand up to my dad, the person I love most, and hold my boundary of like, dad, like, I planned this whole thing and like, I don't really want parents there, but like, I love you and you're amazing. And we're good now. And I bought him a massage. I tried to upgrade him to first class to surprise him, but the flight was already fully booked. So I bought him a massage when he landed. And like, it was so hard for me, guys. Like, I almost called you, but I cried for 3 hours straight. I've never cried that much because I felt so horrible.
Did you, did you go pick him up? Did he take an Uber to your place?
No, he rented a car.
So then what, he showed up at your house? Or
it was hard. It was, I mean, we can get in the intricacies of it. I was on the west side, like having meetings all day. Yeah. And then I buzzed him in my house. I was like, you can go in my house, shower. And then I came home at the end of the day. I had to cancel a massage that I was like dying to have because I'm not going to like, I have a male masseuse now, like a body worker. And I was like, I can't even, like, I can't even get a massage in my house with my dad in my house and have a guy touching my body. Like, that's so weird.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's like, it just I had to cancel so many things. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it doesn't suck. It's just like, you know, that's such an odd position to be in.
It was really hard.
And you're not like a surprise person, but I'm like, you're a surprise person with the right person. I don't know. Like, your dad should know that.
I love surprises, but not like, I love like, if I'm at a party, it was like a schedule.
It was like a schedule.
Because
you're so regimented.
Schedule. And my dad knows that about me, which is also why I was pissed. I was
like, you don't know me. Yeah.
Like, I was just like, and you guys know the energy of hosting a parent too. Where I was like, I want to have fun and I already have friends coming that I have to like make sure are okay. I want to make sure everyone at my party's okay. Now I have to make sure my dad's okay. Like,
is your friend Natalie staying with you at your place?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she had planned to stay here, but she was landing Saturday. But he was like, I'll get a hotel. But still, it was just like so much, you know? Like, I don't want my dad to get a hotel. Like, he doesn't have a lot of money. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, this is like Goofy movie feels.
Oh, it is a Goofy movie.
Oh my God, Ashley, it is a Goofy movie. We're like, it's he's so like Maxie.
Yeah, so he's like, I just want to go to the concert with you. No, Dad, you're not
country.
Cool
we're gonna take a cross country trip with my son, and then he's like, I just need to go and watch this thing with the girl that I have a crush on, and I just need to, then if we're gonna actually go on this trip.
You should send your dad a Goofy movie clip and be like, this
I should watch it with my dad.
Hey, Dad, soup.
Hey, Dad, soup.
Hey, Dad, soup. I just like, send your dad a Hey, Dad, soup.
What's the Hey, Dad, soup? Hey, Dad, soup. It's when he heats up like the alphabet soup on the.
I forgot that part.
Yeah, so did I for lighter. Like 15 years. I forgot that part, and then I just saw it a couple weeks ago, and I was like, "This is the most emotional thing ever."
So wait, what does he do? He writes.
He writes, "Hi, Dad."
I'm gonna cry. You guys,
I'm sorry.
You guys know how much my dad means to me, like how your parents mean to you, and like for someone to do something so kind, but then also it just be so wrong and ill timed was. I had never been in that position.
How long was he planning that?
He booked it when I had first told him about the party. Oh. So that's why.
Yeah, so you didn't like, really like completely make clear.
I didn't know what I was going to have. Like, he didn't know what I had planned after.
Yeah, he probably was like, every time you talk to him, he's like, shit, I shouldn't go. But he's like, it's already booked. Yeah.
Exactly. But he should have asked one of my friends. You know, like he has my friend Jackie's number, like. You know,
he should have. Did you talk to your mom like when he was there?
So then my mom, so he didn't really, when I call my mom, she's like, I told him not to go, but he's your father and he loves you. And like, you know, my mom, we were calling my mom a lot separately as we were crying and fighting and stuff.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, you vocalize every like act, every genuine emotion there. Like you understand it was so kind and grateful, and a lot of people can't say that their dad would ever do that, let alone like be right. with them. And right. then, but it is terrible timing.
And it what was hard too is like my mom was like, and this is hard too in any family, but especially Latino culture family. My mom's like, mm-hmm. Why can't we be there? And it's like, because you think weed is meth.
Yeah.
Like, because you lit two candles at a church when you saw that I had CBD joints on my coffee table. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't have you at like a salt burn party.
No, like, no. Literally, even the highest, the coolest parents should not have been at that party.
Exactly.
Because
like, even
you can't
a cool
be free
parent
to be yourself.
That like drinks and does drugs couldn't have
they
been.
They could
there.
Not be. Yeah. No. Because if you want to be a heathen, you're allowed to be a heathen.
Do you guys experience this with your parents where you feel like they're still treating you like you're a teenager, but I'm like almost in my mid 30s.
Well, did you yeah. know that this weekend I quote was not allowed to drive to New Jersey to see my dad was going to be with Bubby. And I was like, oh, well then I'll drive down with Dawson so she could see him. She's to remind people 100 years old.
And
almost 101. And it's like, basically, every time my dad goes there, it makes me feel like, well, if I don't go this time, then like, yeah. I mean, there's
yeah,
like a
like
90%
like,
chance that this is like the last time every time yeah. in my head.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just drive with Dawson because, you know, it's like all she cares about is like seeing Dawson. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're 100, like what else would you care about besides like seeing your great grandson? And my mom and dad were like, No, you're not. You're not driving alone. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm.
Dangerous.
You're pregnant.
Yeah.
You can't stop on the road. You can't drive. You're pregnant. When the car breaks down, I'm like, you guys are insane. And then I was like, I bet you if I call dad when he's actually there, he'll be like, yeah, you should come. And yeah. I did that. And then dad was like, okay. You should come. But my mom, I'm in the car and she's like, so is Jared driving? And I'm like, well, Jared has to work at 7:30 in the morning tomorrow. So he can't go because then we'd have to do the entire trip in one day. And then she like was like, what are you doing? How you
yeah,
cannot be
like,
driving.
She didn't want you to do it alone.
And I'm like, no, you guys, what are we gonna do? Like, I'm 36. Like, are we going to ever like not give me a hard time for driving 3 hours?
I know.
I'm not saying I'm picking up my toddler and the baby in my belly are gonna go for a cross country road trip. I'm going
it's
for
also
a 3 hour
amazing
drive
because they are so concerned about going places and driving and safety in that manner. I'm just like, but like when I was actually when 19 and you should have probably still been telling me what to do, I was literally going to strangers' apartments that I met that night to do absolute drugs and then not wake up till 10 a.m. Absolute drugs. And then that's when you should have been more concerned, but you weren't as even concerned as you are now.
Well, they were, as dad reminds you every day that you took 10 years off his life and to remember the day that he does die, that he could have had 10 extra years.
Oh my God.
But
that's so guilt. Like,
Lauren deserves all of the guilt for what she put us through during that
time. Anyways, the fact that I'm simply driving 2 hours
should have pulled you out of that city far earlier.
Whatever. So, yes, they do treat us like we're children.
Yes, and then they
question.
Told me that I couldn't go to the Justin concert in Baltimore because Baltimore is the most dangerous city in the entire world, and you're not going there. But that all worked out because then he got a DC date. Not that DC is much safer, but whatever.
My parents, like, it's insane because you guys know I don't really watch the news, and they'll see something. LA is massive, and it's like, they'll see one thing that happened like 80 miles away from me and they'll be like, lock your doors. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, enough is enough. Ashley, you're a parent. I constantly hear from my dad, you'll never understand until you have kids. Can you describe this feeling to me? Like, I understand that a part of them is now outside of their body and how, like, I don't think I can be a parent because I already have major anxiety. Like, is that anxiety real?
Well, I've always had that anxiety about all my family members. You know, I always worry that like every time they're going to get in the car, like they're not going to come back. It's gotten way better. But I worry about Lauren a lot as if she was my child too. But yeah, today in the car I was like driving and I was like, I wonder if I'll ever let Dawson even carpool. Like I'm like just thinking about how other people are driving on the road. And I'm like, that person sucks. That person sucks.
Would you let him go to a sleepover?
I'm like, can I go? And how can I like let him be in the car with another parent? And I get like, what if they're a shitty driver? Scary. What if they get in a car accident with Dawson in the car? Like, I don't know how they drive. And then I think about him driving or like driving with a friend. And I don't know how parents ever get to the point.
Ever be like, oh, your 16-year-old friend can definitely drive my 16-year-old son around. No way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
now that you explain it like that, like that's, it is such a like practice of surrender and letting go being a parent.
Absolutely. It's like, oh, so the child has to
live a life.
It's like, they don't know how to drive. Absolutely not.
You know what's funny is I wasn't allowed to sleep over, and that was one of the most painful parts of my girlhood, because that's when girls get close and like, you know, Ashley, like it's like I just wanted to be like a cool kid, and so many birthday parties or sleepovers and my parents wouldn't let me. Hey guys, really quick, I just want to pause our conversation to give everyone a pre-trigger warning. For the next 2 minutes, we are going to discuss a recent sexual assault story that was in the news. And then this is going to sound very heavy, but I've met so many people who were sexually abused as children at a sleepover. And I'm like, oh, wow, my parents, that was probably their main concern. Mm-hmm. And thankful that I never experienced that.
No, that's not heavy. I mean, that is heavy, but also that's like Amanda Stanton has this big rule about no sleepovers. Like she feels so strongly about it. And I heard... Then soon after that, I saw something.
A man was just arrested this week for drugging the girls to sleepover.
No way.
What?
No way.
He made them mango smoothies, sprinkled Xanax all in there.
Oh my God.
One girl didn't like the taste of it.
No way.
So she said, I'm not drinking it. And he was so pissed. But then she pretended to sleep. He came downstairs, checked to see if they were moving. She secretly texted her mom and said, he's about to do something. Come get me.
Who was this?
It was his daughter and her like three friends. Yeah.
No way.
So he got arrested this week. So I'm very hyper aware to this entire sleepover conversation now, because I don't think anyone's gonna let their kids sleep over after like all this stuff coming out.
Yeah. So I saw something that was like the three things to like actually not let your kid do, like to protect them. And one of them was sleepovers. It was like before the age of 16 or something like that. And then at 16, like whatever. But Amanda like has like the late nights, like it's like pick up your kid at 10:30 type thing.
Yeah, and there's nothing
that's just, that's what my parents would do.
Yeah. I would always request it, Naz. I didn't want to sleep over, so I was like, Mom, just pick me up at 10:30. I'll tell everybody. It's like,
I also sympathize with you.
Yeah, you embody like everything my parents wish I was, Ashley.
But
like
you, I remember
if you
going
were
to
my parents'
sleepovers,
child, they would be ecstatic.
I remember going to these sleepovers and there was like 10 girls there, but only like five were allowed to sleep over. It's like, are you sleeping over? Are you sleeping over?
Oh yeah, are you sleeping over?
And then people like, no, I'm like, okay. And then like only hang out with people that were sleeping over. I'm like, I was a bitch.
No, it's so, wow. No, it was so painful. And then I'll never forget. Did I tell you guys this story? I had a friend who was Jehovah Witness. They don't celebrate anything, right?
I don't think so. I'm thinking you're correct. Yeah.
And I was so immature. She didn't come to my birthday and I like wasn't her friend anymore because I like didn't understand that it was like a rule.
I mean, it's kind of hard.
I remember my parents trying to explain it to me like, no, this is what her parents believe. I'm like, I don't care if she's my friend. Like she would come. That's crazy. Like I'm so ignorant.
Exactly. Well,
she could have been a really good friend with me to this day, but
I didn't know this. They're not allowed to go to birthday parties.
And Andrew, do you mind looking it up? Because I really don't want to spread fake things about like whole ideology.
No. Yeah. I'm looking now, but I'm almost positive that's correct. They don't celebrate any like holidays like that. Like they wouldn't celebrate their own birthday either. It's not. Yep, they refrain from celebrating holidays since they believe that holidays break the biblical guidelines.
Okay, but wait, why wouldn't you celebrate, like, Easter?
What do you mean?
Like, celebrate Easter, like, the
rise celebration,
of Jesus.
The act of, like, the celebration is not what it's about, I guess. Yeah.
No. So it's like, you reflect on it, you don't, like, rejoice.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't eat peeps.
Peeps aren't in the Bible.
Peeps are not in the Bible.
I think that is a good time to end.
Peeps aren't in the Bible.
Of the episode, Peeps are not in the Bible.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. I love you. See you next week.
I Don't Get It Podcast.